This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, we have Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couples patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is a lead contributor for EverydayPower.com, and on today's program, we're focusing in on the eternal present, living in the here and now. And Dr. Martinez, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Of course, we certainly enjoy your visits and really appreciate you taking another moment to be with us here today. So to kick this episode off, when you say the eternal present, because this is a phrase we have seen used in other contexts, but what do you mean by this, the eternal present?
Well, what I mean by it, because it has been used in many places, religions, motivational speakers, even cults, but I don't mean it like that. I mean living in the here and now. A lot of people struggle to live in the past, focus on the future. But when I see patients, I want them to be in the present, because it can be pretty destructive to sort of be going between both and not be able to focus on where we are right now when they're working on treatment.
Now, to take that further, to understand the benefits of being present, we have to understand the harmfulness of living in the past. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I tell patients that we can't obviously time travel and go back in the past, and we can't change anything that they've done. And that's something that so many people try to do. They want to go back and almost erase or fix mistakes, but we can't do that, obviously. And so many people are beating themselves up, and they're going over and over again into that. And they're having a lot of shame, a lot of guilt over their past mistakes or what they deem as bad behavior and their feelings over it. The only thing that we can do right now is give ourselves some kindness and grace and decide that we want to really change our behavior or something that we've done or our feelings from really this moment, the present right now, from this point forward. And so that's the eternal present, being right here, right now, and deciding that we don't like how we felt. We don't like what we did. So from this moment forward, we're not going to do that anymore. And it's sort of a forgiveness of self.
Really good to point that out about living in the past. Good stuff there. And you also note that it can be unproductive to obsess about the future as well. Speak further on that as well.
Well, I think none of us is not guilty of laying in bed at 2 a.m. worrying about a million anxieties about what we haven't done, about the future. There's a million things in the future. 98% of them are never going to come to fruition. All of the possibilities of what could, should, would, may happen. But really, that's completely non-productive. I think that we all have enough actual anxieties and realities on our plate in the present. And so really, that is focusing again on the eternal present and focusing on the actual unfortunate anxieties that all of us have on our plate. But really, sort of paring that down to the realities of what is actually going on now to deal with. And so not focusing on all of these possibilities that are almost all of which are never going to happen, and making things more manageable and less overwhelming in our everyday lives.
Certainly a great focus here today. Again, we thank you each and every time that you join us. And we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio, psychology and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, next question for you. How does the concept of the eternal present represent or mirror your treatment philosophy?
I think it really represents my consistent treatment philosophy, because I want people to be in the present and not be focusing on too much on the past or on the future. If they can be in the present, they can really be focusing on where they are in their everyday lives, and working on really the concept of, I focus on really solution focused, really short term, the problems that are in their everyday life, and they can work on one thing at a time, what's going on now, and they're able to work on small, manageable steps. I think people get too overwhelmed at times, and if they can break things down and make them in smaller chunks, so they can have all these short-term successes and they can build their self-esteem. And with that, they can really have growth and see really how amazing they are and that they are capable of so much more and have success within their treatment.
Now, once people see the benefits of living in the present, do they ever slip up and revert back to old behaviors and ways of thinking and acting?
Of course they will. All of us do, because we're human. We're not light switches. We don't flip something and everything's better. We've been doing things a certain way, pretty much most of us, our whole lives are for so long. And with that, we've got to have that grace and that self-forgiveness. I always term it as don't let a lapse become a relapse, where, you know, if we do something for a day, a weekend, we can't just say everything's lost. I like all of this great work I've done. It's all for naught. No, we have to forgive ourselves and say, I did everything for so long a certain way. We have to say, okay, I had a slip. I forgive myself. Everything I've learned, I still have all these tools. I can pick up on Monday. I can pick up the next day. And I still have all those tools and I can start doing things the way I did them again today, because we did things a certain way for so long, of course we're going to have slips. Of course we're going to revert to them, especially during times of stress or when certain things are going on in our lives. But that doesn't mean we can't also utilize the new tools that we did and learn from the situation that caused us to have that lapse.
Always good to have you with us to get us straight. And thanks for your insight shared here today per the topic. If listeners wanted to tap into your resources and or telemental sessions, where's the best place to get further details?
They can go to my website. I'm at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. I'm also at LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is NIKKI-Martinez, MARTINEZ. And I would love if they would also check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can just put in a keyword search for Nikki Martinez.
And listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Martinez, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
I do as well. Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is a lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for further details, simply visit drnikkimartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.